The last time a U.S. president visited South Korea, the headlines came when then-President Donald Trump took a few steps into North Korea and spoke about his friendship with that country's leader, Kim Jong-un. Fast forward almost 3 years, President Biden is in Seoul, emphasizing his friendship with new South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol. And Biden is taking a very different tack toward the North. NPR White House correspondent Asma Khalid joins us from Seoul. Hi, Asma.
Hi, Sasha.
So President Biden spent the day with the new South Korean president. What did they discuss about North Korea, and in particular, the threat posed by North Korea's nuclear program?
Well, Sasha, I'm here in Seoul, and I will say I really got a chance to see firsthand how eager both of these leaders are to prove that this is an important relationship to them. One key development is that President Biden said he's open to expanding joint military exercises with South Korea. That's something that former President Donald Trump had drastically curtailed as he tried to pursue this friendship with the North Korean leader.